USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are holding somewhat steady this weekend. AAA reporting the national average cost for a gallon of regular is $4.59 a gallon. That's up from the average a week ago of $4.12. Drivers with Uber and Lyft feeling the pain, with this driver telling Fox News she's being more selective on when she drives.
I try to work weekends only now because on the weekdays it's kind of slow. So instead of wasting gas, I just cut down the days and work the weekends.
Ukraine is rolling out a ceasefire as Russian fighting intensifies in the eastern part of the country. Russia has been waging a major offensive in Ukraine's Donbass region. In his nightly address, President Zelensky calling the situation extremely difficult and saying Ukrainian forces were holding off the Russian army in two major cities in the region. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A federal judge says the Biden administration has to keep Title 42. The pandemic policy used to remove illegal immigrants from the southern border due to COVID. But Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says it's only temporary. He's pushing for a vote to keep the policy in place and reinstate other Trump-era immigration policies.
In my home state of Tennessee, we still have each month more overdoses and more deaths from fentanyl coming across that border than we've ever had before. It gets worse by the month. The Biden administration is doing everything they can to transform America, and Title 42 is the last tool left for our Border Patrol agents to actually push back.
Johnny Depp will take the witness stand Monday in his defamation trial against Amber Heard. A source telling Deadline that Depp will be called by the defense as a witness a little over 2 weeks since he last appeared on the stand. Next week will mark the final week of the trial, with the defense expected to rest their case early in the week. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Pro-abortion extremists have reportedly threatened to burn down the Supreme Court and murder justices, according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. The memo, obtained by Axios, reveals that law enforcement officials are investigating such threats and others, including some that target churches. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin says peaceful protesting is fine, but anything else is out of line.
The reality is, as we head into this final decision, we in Virginia are preparing to make sure that, yes, people are allowed to exercise their First Amendment right. I actually uphold the Constitution on the day that I was sworn in, so help me God, and we will protect people's rights to exercise their First Amendment rights, but we will not allow violence, we will not allow looting, and we will make sure that the law is upheld.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A vase kept in a kitchen turns out to be worth almost $2 million.
It turns out the vase a family kept in their kitchen for decades is worth a pretty penny. An English auction house said the blue and gold 2-foot-high vase sold for just under $2 million at auction. The seller inherited the vase from his father, who bought it in the 1980s for a few hundred pounds. The vase was from China in the 18th century and believed to be made for the 6th emperor of the Qing dynasty.
Katie Lewis reporting from our Midwest Bureau. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.